Okay, so I think we've now got the recorder somewhat going, yes. Okay, so what I was going to do today, and unfortunately, I would like the people that are more confused to be here, so I'm kind of doing nothing for a moment. This is how you can round in JavaScript. So if you do the math round, and then say answer times 100 divided by 100, okay? Mm-hmm. That will round something. And so that's the formula that you can use for round. And the test for uppercase is there. And, okay, it's test to uppercase, so I'm saying, basically, I said test of hello world, and then I said, okay, take that test and convert it to uppercase, and if that equals hello world in caps, then I know it worked, okay? So, to uppercase is the way you can convert something to uppercase, and to lowercase does it for lowercase. Okay, so I've gotten questions, I think it was last year, about those two, and I included those in. So those are two things that you can find helpful. Okay.
This is a big class.
I've got now a few more people, so...
I'll be floating back.
It was nice to see you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Excuse me, I have one question. You said the round...
Yes.
What does two fixed do? Gives you the precision.
You know, I honestly don't know, so let's look it up and see. Two
because
fixed.
Because that example you gave... not the example, the assignment you gave us.
Right, I'm trying to look at the two fixed versus...
The two fixed is probably it just truncates to so, after so many different
yes. So if you try this yourself, let's see, I've got a number that is try it, and I'm getting 6, so it does the rounding up to there. Okay. So yeah, that does, it looks like pretty much the same thing.
Right.
Because, but fixed... I'm not sure that that doesn't go to a whole number.
No, two fixed you can actually give the precision.
You if can?
Two fixed of 2 will give you 2 places after the decimal.
Okay, so if I put a 2 in here?
Right.
And then say try it?
Right.
Okay, come on. You're supposed to do something.
Something.
Num to fixed.
Right. Of 2.
Right.
Give me 6.
Yeah.
It should give you 5.56 or 5.57.
Yeah, because there it shows it.
Right.
Right there where it says num to fixed
to
will
10.
Give you to 10 positions.
Right, but if you make it 2, then it will be.
Yeah. So that gives you to 10 positions. Yeah. As I mentioned, I think at some point. There's a whole lot of these kinds of functions that you can add on. Two upper, two lower. And then you've got a whole bunch of math functions like round and all that. And so if there's something you want to do, it's well worth just looking it up and seeing what they have to offer. Creates a number which has fewer decimal places than requested. Let's see. So... yeah. Converts a number into a string, keep a string. Okay, but that convert, there's the difference.
Oh, okay.
It converts it into a string while the math round keeps it a number.
I see. Okay.
So this one says it converts it into a string.
Specific number of decimals.
Right. Whereas round keeps it a number.
Okay.
So we just figured out what that does.
Yes, so actually in that assignment, you wanted us to write it out, so we did a document.write, and we did it to fixed, so it...
Okay, no, that's fine. Okay, this one is a flowchart.
and I actually want you to do this in class, and nobody gets to laugh at my wonderful artwork here, okay? It actually looks a lot better before I put it into a Word document. It really gets totally messed up when I put it into a Word document. That originally was overmore and all that good stuff. But when it goes into a Word document, it gets a disaster. So what I want people to do, and there are a few people that aren't here that I wish were, but what I want you to do is take this flowchart and write the JavaScript for it. And we're actually going to do that in class. So this is an assignment you can get done in class if you're here. If not, you're going to have to do it at home. But I want to set up, and you can figure out the variables you need by looking at these. I've got a plan and a salary I'm going to prompt for, so that clearly are two variables. I'm calculating a donation amount, so that is clearly another variable. So I have to set up those variables, then I have to prompt, and then I am testing the plan and doing a different calculation depending on what the plan is. And then at the end, I'm writing out the ID number and the donation amount. So I want you to take a few minutes and actually do this. Go into JavaScript and write it out. So set up the program and write, and this will give you a chance to ask questions about JavaScript if you're having a problem with anything. And I've already seen something that I did wrong.
I should also prompt for the ID number.
Right.
When I'm saying
Because
down here I'm telling you to print out the ID number.
But I thought you said prompt plan. I thought plan was the ID.
No, plan is plan A, plan B, or plan C.
I see. And ID is, what is ID there for?
ID would be the, it seems to be a person, so it would be the ID of the person, I would assume. Okay.
So you need ID as well there. The problem is that a flowchart tends to be a loose thing. And I periodically forget to put something in, so that should have been prompted for an ID as well. These are at the website, and what we're doing is writing them. 11.
I thought it was
11:30. No, starts at 11.
I'm like, all right, this time I thought it was early. Last time I thought it was just a few minutes late. I'm so sorry.
Well, we had an unexpected visitor, an ex-student dropped in, so we didn't accomplish a lot at the very beginning.
Computer shut the bed. I gotta get a new one now.
That happened to me, luckily, over the summer. Sometimes
like in the middle of the semester.
Right,
you know,
no, right.
The weekend when I was trying to, you know, get some stuff done too, and I don't know
what's wrong with it. No, as I said, I was very lucky. Mine crashed, but it crashed in the summer. when I'm not as intense on it. So if it ever crashed at this semester, I don't know what I would do. If it ever crashed in the middle of the semester. I mean, it's not that I don't back up, but even moving back up, it takes a lot of time.
Yes.
So I don't even know what can be moved.
You can probably go take it to somebody and get a lot of the stuff off.
Yeah.
But it's going to cost money.
I'm hoping that what I had on here didn't get messed up because I had to just pull it out. I couldn't, you know, usually eject it. I didn't know if just pulling it out was going to be a problem, but
Well, I will tell you that I am very bad about that and pull it out all the time. So far, so good, knock on wood. So go, if you're having problems, go and look at my examples and try to follow one of the examples. And if you get the first one done, we're going to go over it. But if you get the first one done, go on to the second and the third.
Do you want this done like Notepad as like HTML?
Notepad or, yes. I'm writing in JavaScript.
Yes,
so
you want us to run it after.
Right, right. I want you to run it and make sure that it's working. And I want it done in JavaScript. And then next week we'll start doing some kind of practical things. So basically, you're setting up your variables, then you're doing a prompt, and then you're doing a series of ifs, and then you're doing a document write at the bottom. So as I said, feel free to look up examples, but that's what you need to do. And again, I should have had the prompt include ID number.
So is this going to be the names of the plans, like Plan A, Plan B, Plan C?
Yes. Well, you're asking, is Plan equal to A?
Oh, A itself is A.
Okay, is Plan equal to A, is Plan equal to B?
Okay.
So you're going to be doing something that is, you know, you're going to start out and you can put all this stuff at the top or not. You can just have HTML. Then you're going to be saying script. Then you're going to be setting up your variables. Then you're going to be setting up your prompt. Then you're going to be doing the ifs. And then you're going to be doing the document write. So it's very much following this particular model. Is what you're doing. Okay. Okay, so that again is very much a model of what you're going to be doing.
And the prompt needs the ID number too. And as I said, if you finish the first one, go on to the second one. If you have any questions, ask. Well, actually, I think you'd be better off to do this one. Because this one is laying out the logic for you and kind of giving you a model. So really,
this one?
Right there, yeah.
So just try to do that one.
And then we will look at it. But now, I mean, I really will try to kind of follow and do what I'm not having to do. Okay? And it's very much following the model over there on the side. So if you look at this,
so I'm going to come in and just basically take these top four lines and copy them and put them in. Okay, so that's what I would do to start out with. So kind of follow me and do what I'm doing, okay? Mm-hmm. Oscar, right? Right. Okay, and Linda too. Others seem to be farther into it, but the Oscar and Linda. Okay, so now I'm going to come down and I'm going to set up the variables. And I need a variable for an ID number. And I can make that equal to zero or I can give it no value. And then I'm going to have a variable for a plan. And that's going to be equal to nothing. Again, I don't have to put that in. I can just call it plan. And then I'm going to have a variable, so you can see that I'm really following this model. I took and copied those four things. Now I'm setting up the variables, okay, because this is the model for setting up the variables. And I've got four variables that I'm doing, so I'm going to set those four variables up. So I'm saying salary equal to zero. And then I've got one more variable, which is called donation amount. And that I will also set equal to zero. Okay, so I've set up my variables according to this. And now I need my prompts. And I don't want a prompt for decision amount because I'm calculating that. But all the others I need a prompt for. So I need a prompt for the ID, I need a prompt for the plan, and I need a prompt for the salary. So that would be the next thing you would put in, and then I start doing my if statements. So that's to get you started. Okay. You're okay, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you see from back there? I can't see from back here. But you can, okay. There's these perfectly good seats up front. Okay. And three of these are numeric fields, and one is the character field, or string field, or text field, however you want to call it. And I put the quote there, meaning it's empty. ID number could have also been quote, depends on whether I'm using a numeric ID or a non-numeric ID. So as I said, the next three things are going to be prompts. After these that I've got here, the next three are going to be prompts, and then you get into an if statement. So what a flowchart does is it lays out what I need to do. Okay. So right now I've done the part that says set up the variables. And the next thing I need to do is the part that says take in the prompts. So I need to write the three prompts next. What I did up there, and now I gotta do the three lines of prompts.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
When you write like a piece of code, right? and then you execute it, you try to bring it up, and nothing comes up. It's kind of...
The white screen of death, you mean?
Yeah, how do you... I mean, is there a way to really...
You can go in and try the help in the browsers.
Yeah.
They are sometimes helpful and sometimes not.
There may be some, just a simple one, but when I bring it up, it gives me the...
Yeah, no.
It's kind of frustrating. I mean,
it is very frustrating.
It should tell you, well, what is it having trouble
with? Well, if you go into, if you're in Firefox,
right,
and
in Firefox.
You can go in and look at the stuff over under, I kind of don't want to move it right now.
Okay.
But you can go in and, for better or for worse,
So I'm just executing this now. I have no clue where the problem is.
Right.
So where would I look...
And that's the problem with not having the menu anymore.
Oh, really? They took off the menu.
Well, I'm not seeing the menu in your browser, right?
Well, I have it here. Right? It's like a little options. Is that the options?
After we get this done, okay. I'll go in and...
Yeah, because that would be helpful. Otherwise, you know, you write a piece of code and nothing happens. How do you debug it? That's no problem.
You basically start at the very beginning.
And start looking for... what I do lots of times is
comment
make
book.
A copy.
And then comment
on it. And then, copies. No, just take out a whole lot of the stuff. I make a copy of it.
Okay.
And then I take out a whole lot.
And then
and say, okay, I got this far, now I got this far, now I got this far.
Yeah.
And that tends to be how I do it.
What would really help is if they built an interactive debugger. Like
yeah.
with any
other and you can buy that.
You can?
I mean, there are debuggers out there, and
yeah,
there are things
kind of
like that.
Through, and then...
Yeah, no, you can buy editors
oh, really?
That basically will help you through it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
As I said, I'll go up and we'll try looking for it
okay.
after I get
sure.
people through this particular one. And we may end up with me making that kind of mistake and we end up having to debug mine. Has anybody got it working? Huh? You got yours working?
First one.
So now I'm going to put in my prompts, right? At that point, you would put in your prompts.
So you're going to do something on the order of ID number. Equals prompt. Enter the ID and then go ahead with the same other prompts. And you need prompts for ID, plan, and salary. The donation amount is the result of a calculation. Okay? So you need prompts for these three things. These need a prompt. And this one is the result of a calculation. So you don't need a prompt for something that's the result of a calculation.
Mm-hmm.
prompt.
So the next thing I need to prompt for is plan, and I'm saying plan equals prompt, enter the plan. And then the third thing is salary. And so I will have that equal to a prompt. Enter the salary. Okay, so now I've finished my prompts. So now I've got to go over and start asking my if question, right? So I've put my prompts in, and now I've got to go and start asking the if statements. So again, a logic flowchart, and it doesn't have to be precise, and it doesn't have to be beautiful. But what it does is it tells me, okay, first you need to set up the variables. Then you need to take in the data, and I've got that all there. So I drew out the kind of thinking, my plan, as to this is what I want to do. And now I want to do this, so I'm going to have to code if statements there in order to do that. So if I kind of sketch out what I want to do, and you might not want to do it in pictures, you might just write out a list of what you want to do. I want to take in the variables, I want to have the prompts, I want to do the if statement. And if you do it that way, it's called pseudocode, because it's not really code, it's more of a list of what you want to do. Okay, Linda, you look totally perplexed. What can I do for you? If you've gotten this far, you're going to start writing the if statement now.
Just, what is the end result here? Like, what are we looking for?
I want to have a list of people and how much they should be donating according to my the plan.
Okay.
If they pick plan A, they have said that they will donate 5% of their salary.
Okay.
If they hit plan, if they listed plan B, did you find it?
The problem was one of the, if the I was capital.
Yeah.
One of the statements.
That's right.
And that just, I mean, you should say it's not a
bad. Well, as I said, to some degree you can, and we'll look at that.
Yeah.
But the browser's help, first of all, it keeps changing. But second of all, it's kind of.
At least it would be iffy. Nice. Hey, look, that's not a proper keyword.
Explorer actually has a slightly better.
Really?
Let you know
okay.
What's going on.
Yeah, and it was just one of the ifs, and it kind of blew up the whole thing.
That's right.
It's crazy.
That's right. And that's why, as I said, lots of times when I'm debugging, if it doesn't work, or actually what I do lots of times is right now stop and see if that's working.
Right, okay.
Okay, if I stop this right now and check and see if it's working, then I know that at least I did this part right. Okay, so let's take a look at that. If I take this and I say, okay, I'm now going to close the script and I'm going to close the body and I'm going to close the HTML and I'm going to save this. So file, save as problem1.html. So I'm saving it as problem1.html and I'm going to save it on my E drive. So I've now saved it. So now if I go into I actually don't want to take that away, so I'll make a different one. Okay, so I'm going to go in here, and I'm going to do a open, so it's Control-O, and I'm going to open on my E drive. What did I call it? Plan? Does anybody remember what I... Problem 1, right? 327, that must be it. So it's giving me enter the ID, and it's giving me enter the plan, and it didn't give me enter the salary, so I got to figure out why.
It's not working Chrome.
It should work in Chrome, but it comes up late sometimes. It's better when you're using prompts to use Firefox to test it. Okay, so let me try that again. 1-1, plan A, there's salary. I must have just hit something. And so there's salary. And I didn't do anything, so that's all it should do.
Right.
But by doing that, I now know that it got this far clean. So I know everything I've done so far is right. And as he said, the frustrating thing is when you get to the bottom and it doesn't work. So if you can test as you go along, then it gives you kind of a chance to check it out. So now I can go back, and I usually leave those three things kind of way down at the bottom, and I can go back now and start putting the stuff in that I need to know. And what I want to do is I want to have an if statement. So I'll go and look at how I did that if statement right there. And it says if, and then I'm saying plan equals, and don't forget you need two equal sign when you're doing the A. So I'm saying if plan equals A, because that's my first question about, I want to know if it's plan A. So I'm saying if plan equals A, and if plan equals A, then I come down and I put in those curly brackets around it, and I put in here the calculation, which is donation amount equals salary times what?
0.05.
Okay, so I've got it doing a calculation there.
Do you need to use the parse float or no?
No, only need to use the parse float when you're doing addition.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You can use it here.
I used it in it.
And it's fine. Oh, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
But you have to have it with addition because the plus sign can also mean concatenation.
Right.
And so it needs a clue as to what you want it to do. It never does anything wrong to have parse float on every numeric.
Okay.
So let's say that that's what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And down at the bottom, I know I'm going to want to write
document
write, and I'm going to want to write ID number, comma, or concatenated with a space, and concatenated with donation amount, or I could have used commas, or I can use anything, but I'm just saying, give me ID, give me a space, and give me the donation amount. So I'm concatenating the three things together. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to save this. Okay, so I'm going to do a file save.
Maybe also put the plan there, ID number.
Well, I didn't ask for it, but certainly you can do it.
Right.
So now I'm going to run it again. Okay, so I'm going to come up here, and I'm going to say Control-O, and I'm going to go and find plan 1. Problem 1. And it says enter the ID, so 111. Enter the plan A, because that's the only one I've coded yet. Mm-hmm. Enter the amount, 50,000. Okay? And it is telling me that therefore I should give a donation of 2,500. So basically what I did, and again, this is addressing the problem of if you write a long bit of code and you don't test it, then when it tells you the white screen of death, it's, where could it be? But if you test as you're going along, which is what I'm doing here, then I now know this part is clean. So now I can add the next part in, and then I can test the next part. Okay. Does it look like mine? Okay, keep working on it. And let's see, where are you? Let's see,
I tried it before this, but...
Value, ID, script type, text, JavaScript. Yeah. ID, plan, and salary, I call them. So ID, 0, plan, and salary, that looks all in. Variable, donation amount. Okay. ID, prompt. You can't have a comma alone after that. You have to either not have the comma or you have to have something after the comma. Right. And that may be it, so try it and see. Hmm? Yes, okay. Right. And then this one needs a quote after salary. Quote. Okay, but it needs to be quote, a comma, 0. Have you got that? For salary?
0, yeah.
Okay, so now try running this. Okay, so now it's, and put in A, because that's the only one you can test, and see if A works. Okay, so now what do I write down here? What's the next thing I'm going to write?
Else.
Else. Okay? And the else, I'm putting it like this. You can do it the way you do, which is the else if. But this is the way I'm doing it. So now I put the curly brace, and I say, if plan equals B. Okay, so now I'm testing to see if plan equals B. And if it does, I'm going to say donation amount equals salary times 0.04. Okay, so that is taking the salary and multiplying it by 0.04 and putting it in donation amount. Okay. Now I'm going to close this out and I'm going to test it again. But you have to be careful because I opened up a curly brace here, so I need to be sure that I close it. Because one of the things that gets you the white screen of death is not closing all of your curly braces. So when you want to test it, even though I'm not done and I'm not really ready for that one, I'm still putting it in there so that it will match. So now I'm saving, file, save, and I am going to run that. So I come back over here and I'm reloading and enter the ID 123. Enter the code, I'm going to put B. Hello, I want to put B. Thank you. And I'm going to put 50,000 again. Okay, and I'm saying okay. And so it's coming back and telling me that 4% of 50,000 is $2,000, and that's correct. So I'm all set there. And now I've got to go in here, and that curly brace, remember, is down at the bottom. So I need to now put in else, and I'm asking on the else, okay, I'm going to ask, I'm putting a curly brace, and I'm saying if plan equals C, okay, and if it does, then I am going to have donation amount equal to salary times 0.03, and I'm closing that up, and then I've got an else, and again I put curly braces around everything I'm doing. Donation amount equals zero. So in other words, if they're not in plan A, B, or C, I'm not scheduling a donation for them. So that equals zero. Okay, so now I got to close up all my curly braces. So that closes that one. I need one here to close this one. And I'm closing that one. So I think I've got them all. But I've done this often enough so that I go back and count. So I have one open, two open, three open, four open, five open, six open. I've got one close, two close, three close, four close, five close, six close. Did I not count right? I either didn't count right or I'm wrong. Okay. Did I count six on the other one? Okay, open ones. I've got one open one, two open, three open, four open, five open, six open. I guess I just didn't count right. And close, I've got one close, two close, three close, four close, five close, six close. Okay? So that presumably is all I need. And then I do a document write, and there I have my program, I hope. But I haven't tested it yet, so I don't know for sure. Okay, so I'm going to close this. But if I've got a problem, now I know where the problem is. It's sometime place after plan B, the else on plan B, because I tested plan B. So if I get a problem, I know it's in the else on plan B, which is a lot easier to find than it is when you look at the whole thing. So in JavaScript, it really makes sense to test as you go and make sure that things are working. Okay, so I'm going to go over here now, whatever. Hello. And I'm going to, I think I did a save. Just in case, I'm going to do a file save. Yes, it is. So I was going to end up with a very nice big salary. Thank you. That should have been 0.03. I was going to end up giving a very nice donation. Okay, hopefully I saved it. And so I'm now going to enter 122 and C, and a salary of 50,000, and it's 1,500, so that's the right amount.
Okay, so that is working.
Now, interestingly enough, okay, let's take a look at that. So this is now working. Okay, so I've got my script and my script is now working. Let me go back and leave that the way I had it, which is I had it just as 3, right? And I don't need that. I think I had it as just 3. I had it as 03 maybe. But I had it as 3. So now what are we going to do? I'm going to save this. And I'm going to run it. Enter the ID 333. Enter the plan C. Enter the amount 50,000. And now I'm going to be giving 150,000. Now this is known as a logic error, okay? I put in the wrong thing. The computer was able to handle it just fine. It doesn't know what I wanted to do. So I now am earning 50,000 and I'm donating 150,000, which is just very nice of me. But probably I'm going to go broke fairly fast at this rate, okay? So this is a logic error, and people pass this kind of stuff into me. They don't check. They don't check and say, does this make sense? Does it make sense on a $50,000 a year salary that I'd be giving $150,000 as a donation? Okay? So that is a logic error. A syntax error is one where you get the white screen of death, or when it sometimes just doesn't work right.
You can take a tax break.
That's right. And pretty soon I won't have anything left to take a tax write-off on either. Okay, so 0.0, and I fix that and save it. And now I do a rerun, and 333, and plan C, and 50,000 is now 1,500, which makes sense. Yeah.
I'm not getting any output. I'm getting my prompts, but when it's
on this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I follow your example, I'm not getting the output.
Okay, I'll come and look at it in a second. But I want to look at. I want to go back and check on one thing I told him. Okay, so basically, this should be a working model. And if you have this, it should be working okay. And then again?
I think if you use the else if, then there are many, far less of the curly braces.
Yes, there are.
It's much easier to follow the logic.
Okay, I think it's easier this way, you think it's easier that way, and that's true of everybody.
Right.
You know, you have to pick a style that works for you.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, and you do have capitals on them. Okay, that was the first thing. Wait a minute now. You call the capital S there and lowercase s there. That may do it. Okay, he just made a mistake in when he defined salary, he put a capital S there, but he had lowercase s's down here. And the capital S, it is case sensitive.
Yeah, it wouldn't give me the answer.
That's right. That would not be really a problem where it couldn't run, as much as it was a problem where it... Well, actually, I'm actually surprised that it didn't ask for the variable. Oh, no. How did you define it up here in the definition?
Capital.
Okay.
It was a capital, but when it came to prompt, it was a lowercase.
Okay.
Or the other way around. Yeah, so it has to.
Yes.
I wonder if they would just put quotations.
That means I want it empty. I don't want anything in it.
So where's the first?
And end of the ID number. So pick an ID number. I called it 111 one time. I called it 222.
Just for this, so I understand like the problem though, like if someone's actually doing this, what is their ID number? Like their work number?
Their work number, right.
Okay.
The ID number would be your, the ID number that it shows up on your paycheck, basically.
And there's three plans.
The A, B, or C. And it has to be capital. Yeah.
One more quick question. When it comes up to the answer, I get a slash for some reason after the ID number.
ID number, could you have by any chance type in a slash? Try it again.
Yeah, I like it actually. I would say it's a bit too close.
Yeah.
Okay. So, hopefully, if you try these and, follow the flowcharts. My goal was that would help you to figure out, to kind of remind you about how to write the program. There, I think I finally took the picture. Okay, so we've got now whatever. There is a second flowchart down here that I want to look at, and then I want to look at these, and I'm going to have you finish these up. But at the end, if we have time, I have a prompt. I said set my variables again. This time I have a prompt for item number, price, cost, and sale code. And as soon as I finish the prompts, this one has me doing a calculation. So I'm going to say profit equals price minus cost. I'm just going to write that down. Okay? The profit that I'm making on an item is the price I sell it for minus what it costs me to get it. Okay? So then I said, okay, if the sale code is a 1, I'm going to check something else. If the sale code is not a 1, then I'm going to put out the message, not on sale. If the sale code is a 1, I want to check and see if the profit is greater than 20. And depending on the answer to that question, I'm going to put out a message. And then down at the bottom, I said write just the item number. It would have been nice if I wrote the message. A message might be in there too. So let's tell you that you also should write the message. Because that was kind of the purpose of the whole thing, was to write the message. I suspect it's hidden in there, that if I reduce the size, it might be there, but I don't know. I also can't be trusted on these things, so.
What do you use to generate these flowcharts?
I honestly don't know. I did those, there's message.
Oh, okay.
So I actually had it there, it's just it was not showing up because of the size of my box. Okay? I don't remember what I used to generate this one.
Do you use Visio?
I did it last fall.
Like,
pardon?
Do you use Visio or something like that? No.
I just do it. Actually, lots of times, interestingly enough, I go to PowerPoint and do it. Because PowerPoint makes it real easy.
Right.
And lots of times I just go in PowerPoint as if I was making a slide. And then just take the part and paste it into Word.
I should probably start doing that because in the other class when we have to build full charts, we have to make all the shapes out by drawing them. But if I do on PowerPoint,
well, Word lets you. Word has the right things to do that too.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's something I do. It's like very.
Okay, because Word also will let you do it. I don't like Word as well, so that's why I said I...
Typically, Visio is pretty good.
Yes, yes, it is.
It's excellent.
It is. So anyway, this is the second one. And then there is a third one where I said this one is take in an item number, a cost, and again... If I wrote at the top, you can't see everything, make them small, and then you see that it says set variables. Okay, when I carried this over, I lost some of it. So I'm saying take in item number, cost, price, and department. If department equals TY, then I also want either price or cost to be greater than 50. And if either price or cost is greater than 50, then my message is Monday, meaning it's going on sale on Monday. If it is not, then my message is not on sale. And down here, I am very sure that I told it to write out message. And so there it is.
So it should be price and cost. Both has to be greater.
Either. Yes. If price is greater than, I guess, if it's TY and price is greater than 50, then I write out Monday. But if price isn't greater than 50, I have a second chance. Is cost greater than 50? And if cost is greater than 50, I write out the message Monday.
Monday.
Meaning MON standing for Monday, but you can write out Monday if you want to. Meaning it's going on sale Monday.
I see.
So those things that are in the TY department that either have a price greater than 50 or a cost greater than 50 are going to go on sale on Monday. Okay, now let's take a look at this one. This one is TY has to be true. So I'm going to just bring up Notepad and say, okay, on this particular one, and I'm not writing it out the way you're going to have to write it out with all the parentheses and everything. If department equals TY and price is greater than 50 or cost is greater than 50. Now, this is wrong so far because remember that ands are resolved before ors. So if I wrote it this way, it would read it as TY and price greater than 50 or just cost greater than 50. So the T